Glory to Jesus Christ. The church reminded us again what should be the greatest commandment for us. And she reminds us that it should be to love God. And this is the base from which, from this love, from fulfillment of this commandment, all our religious, spiritual life, all our life is coming. And we can ask ourselves many times this question, do I love God? Yes, we say this. We say because we know that this correct answer. But somewhere in our heart we feel that we are lying. Because we know our heart. We know how we act, what we do. We know our weakness, and we know that all those things are not signs of our love. But we try. And we probably, if we didn't give up, we non-stop looking, we are looking for things, how to increase our love, how to love God more, how to be perfect in this love, how to perfectly fulfill this commandment. And we can find a lot of answers, a lot of recipes, how to increase our love. Actually, one lady, there's a ministry, online ministry, which is done by Bishop Milan Hautor, Eparch of the Eparchy of Košice. People can send him questions, what kind of questions, connected with church, spiritual life, religious life. And he answers. And these questions and these answers are published online, so many people can read them. Actually, there are like around 10,000 people who read those things, these answers. And one lady, she asked this question, what can I do? How can I love God more? And Bishop gave a very nice answer, and actually he put there like a list of really simple steps which can help us to increase our love. And I would like to take one of these small advices, just one. There are many, and probably each would need our attention, but what's really touched me, and I stopped a little bit when I read this advice, and I want this offer it to you today. This is advice how to increase our love was do one simple step to come to God's presence. What does it mean? He means through this that we should really realize that we are in God's presence. What is connected with increasing our love? Yes, it is. Let me expand this a little bit. When we enter church, you go through this door, where we are coming, to a building? We are coming to God's presence, real presence. We are coming to presence of our living God, who is present here. Yes, we do many things. We do many things correctly. We light up a candle, we cross ourselves, we start to pray. But the first thing we should do is to realize that I am coming in front of my God, living God, I am coming from off his face. And this is very important, we forget to do this. We come here, we act sometimes as waiting for performance, for the liturgy. But this is not true. We are coming to his presence immediately when we enter this sacred space. And what we are supposed to do, how we are supposed to show that we realize this presence, we should be moved in heart. We should be trembling inside because we are standing in front of our God. Look, when the liturgy starts and there is small entrance, and priest or deacon carries the gospel. Gospel, word of God, presence, one of presence of Christ. And deacon or priest says, wisdom is presentation of God, reminder, God is here. What is our answer? Come. Let us worship and bow. And bow. This is the response of those who are in God's presence. We are bowing in front of that God who saved us. And whole liturgy is in this poem. There is these instructions given by deacon or priest. Bow your heads. You know. Or others. We should have this understanding that we are here really in the presence of God. How we can connect it with our love, how it can increase our love. There's a law of action and reaction. Always. You know, when we bow, when we really in front of God, when we give him this deep respect, we are getting blessing. What is blessing? It's this God's grace which comes to our heart as a response of our action. And it's God's grace, this grace which transforms our heart, transforms our spirit. And we are able to see clear. We are able to fight with bigger power than against our weakness. And then we are able to follow his commandments more perfectly. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And if I gather this God's grace, this God's help to which helps me to live better life, it increases my love of God. We shouldn't be like indifferent that we come as for something natural. It's a really special thing to come to God's presence. And it changes us. And it changes many around us. To tell you how powerful it is. There was a story from France. I don't remember the name of the church, I don't remember the name of the city where it happened, but there was like daily liturgy in the church. When the liturgy was done, people left, priest went to undress, then he turned off lights, and he was on his way out to lock the church. And he was on his way down, he realized that in a corner of the church, there is a lady there still. And he said, oh my, I didn't notice you. I thought the church is empty, so I'm sorry, I almost locked you in the church. And she said, oh Father, you know what? I'm waiting for you, and I need to tell you something. And he asked, okay, tell me. She said, I'm not Catholic, but I want to be Catholic. And he said, great, great, wonderful. And he asked, what caused, you know, that you came to this conclusion or decision? And she said, well, I came today to this church. I was during liturgy here. And you were preaching about real presence of Christ in form of bread and wine. And I was thinking about this. I knew about this. And it stuck in my mind. So I stayed after liturgy a little bit longer. And you know what? All people left. And I was watching you always when you went like through the church to turn off lights, you stopped and you bowed in front of the altar. And I told myself, he believes that it is true. He believes that God is here, real, that he is here. He believes in that, why not you? And she said, this is your gesture. And you didn't, you did it for nobody in the church because nobody was here, only I. This gesture forced me somehow to make my decision. And this priest was moved and he realized how important it is, how huge grace is coming through this. It's really something what we need to realize because it helps us to go closer to God if we pay attention to that, if we come to the church with this understanding that it's the real presence of our God is here, and we come with this deep respect, with prayer, that we, when we turn, don't turn church to discussion place, but to place of worship. I would encourage you to practice that, because it really helps. Probably 5 years ago, I was in New York. I had to go there because I had to pick up Miron's new passport for our embassy. So I flew there, morning, I took the passport. It took 5 minutes. Then I, afternoon, I had my flight back. And New York, wonderful city. There was so many things to see. But I remember that there was like some kind of church hidden among these high buildings. And I remember this moment when I entered in from noise to this silence of the church. And I realized God is here. It was so powerful moment at that time for me that I realized this is great, that in the middle of this noise here, you can find God. Then I, after some time, I went out the city and, you know, all these wonderful things there you can see look like nothing. And still, when I return back to that my trip, everything I remember is this silence in the church. If we try to realize, really realize, not through intellect, but through whole our being, and remind ourselves again and again, this presence of God, we will get this blessing, which will enlarge our spirit, our soul, our heart. And through this, we'll be able to increase our love. We will love God more. Please just please try to follow this advice of Bishop Milan. I think that he gave very wise advice. And it works for me. It works for many people. For sure, it will bring a lot of blessing to each of you. Amen.